It's Carly, where you at? It's Carly, where you at?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him. We seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life and ethics, today we'll continue in the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. This event is one of the most important events in Islamic history. From that event, the life of the prophets in the life of the Muslims of Mecca changed from life under pressure, torture, and all hardships to a life to begin to establish a new state of Islam when they moved from Mecca to Medina. So for 13 years, the disbelievers in Mecca failed to stop the message from spreading and to stop the Prophet from continuing delivering the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. Although all kind of attempts for them to get rid of Prophet Muhammad, but all failed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was supporting the Prophet, but still the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had all kind of precautions and all kind of preparations. He did not only depend on Allah with him, no, he had all kind of preparations that you can think of. And that would show in the immigration from Mecca to Medina very clear. But so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did all what he can and left the rest for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And remember, when the disbelievers plotted against you, O Muhammad, to imprison you or to kill you or to get you out from the home, Mecca, they were plotting, and Allah too was plotting, and Allah is the best of those who plot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken all what he can to protect his message. Also, in another آية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذا أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما بالغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. If you help him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not it doesn't matter. For Allah did indeed help him when the disbelievers drove him out. The second of the two, when the Muhammad and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum were in the cave, he said to his companion, Abu Bakr, be not sad or afraid. Surely Allah is with us. Then Allah sent down his sakina, calmness, tranquility, and peace upon him, and strengthen him with forces, angels, which you saw not, and made the word of those who disbelieve the lowermost, while the word of Allah that became the uppermost, and Allah is almighty, all wise. This is when the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr was in the cave, and that cave was even, the disbelievers were standing in front of the cave. And Abu Bakr was telling the Prophet, if they just look under their feet, they're going to see us. So Prophet Muhammad was telling them to Allah the third, and ask him to be calm and not to be afraid of anything. Now, miracles happened during this immigration from Mecca to Medina. These miracles, it's some of them physical miracles. The first one, when the Prophet Muhammad was leaving out from his house and he saw the young people standing to kill him. So people standing to kill him, but he came out in between. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them not to see the Prophet as he's moving out. And also, not only that, Prophet Muhammad, he put dust in the top of the head of each one. And in the Quran al-Kareem, that was Surah Yasin, saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصُرُونَ. And we have put a barrier before them and a barrier behind them, and we have covered them up so they cannot see. So this is a miracle. And also a miracle when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr was moving out from the cave, and Suraqah ibn Malik, who was following them, because the Quraysh disbelievers, they offered 100 camels for whoever will bring Muhammad and Abu Bakr, life or death. And Suraqah was moving out looking for Muhammad and his companion, and he saw them, and he was getting, that's what exactly what he wants. He is about to get 100 camels. But every time he gets nearer to them, his horse foot will get sink in the ground. He would get off and try again. He tried several times, and every time the front foot of the horse will sink in the ground, and he realized that they are protected. And he called him, told him, and asked him for peace. And he know that he realized that they cannot harm him. Then they came, and he told them that, what can I do for you? So instead of coming as an enemy, now he's coming as a protector. He's, what can I do? I have, you go along the way, you're going to find my camels and my sheep. So here is my indication from me to go and take what you want along the way. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, we do not need any of you. All what you do is just don't say anything about us. And the Suraqah told the Prophet, what kind of assurance is you going to give me in the future for me to do that? Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked one of the companions with him to write a statement to tell Suraqah that it's going to come the time that Suraqah is going to wear the crown of Kisra, of Persia. So here is Muhammad and Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr escaping out from Mecca, and he's promising somebody that he's going to have the throne and the crown of Kisra in the top of his head. And exactly this is what happened. Suraqah kept this paper with him, and it was until the time that the Muslims opened Persia, and that was during the time of Umar ibn Khattab, and they came with all the provisions from there, and some of these things were the crown of Kisra. And Umar ibn Khattab, that was after the Prophet's death, and after the Abu Bakr death, and Umar ibn Khattab called for Suraqah ibn Malik, and he told him, it is the time now to fulfill the promise of the Prophet for you. And he put the crown of Kisra on the top of his head, and even asked him to walk around the Medina and to call Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said the truth at that time. So this is another miracle that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, that the Kisra crown going to come to Medina, and Umar ibn Khattab going to put it in the top of the head of Suraqah. So such miracles along the way also, that people, they come, and also the same like Suraqah, and they wanted to kill the Prophet and to kill him, and instead they become Muslim. Not only them, but he and his tribe, the whole tribe became Muslim along the way. And also another miracle, that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Umar and Abu Bakr Siddiq went to along the way to a tent for a lady who was selling things along the way, but she didn't have anything to sell. So they asked her if she can eat anything. They said, we didn't have anything. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a small sheep there in the corner of the tent, and he told her, can I milk this sheep? She told him, this sheep is here because it is weak, cannot even go with the rest of the sheep out. And he asked for the permission to milk it, and he said, go ahead, do if you can. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just said Bismillah, and he started milking the sheep, and it was bringing milk enough that everybody drank from that milk, starting from the lady Umm Ma'bad and all the companions with him, and he even milked her again, and that was a miracle. And even from that moment, the business of Umm Ma'bad flourished, and later they became Muslim, she and her husband, because her husband came and asked her for how to describe Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. When she described him, it was the description in Arabic is very eloquent. That even for us as Arabic speakers, we have to use a dictionary to know the words, meaning. So these people who live in the time, they would just speak in Arabic. They did not need to go to any school or anything. But the words that she was using, every word, that even if I read it, I will need a dictionary if I don't have, I have it here written, but if I don't have any dictionary, I have to go and check every word. So this woman described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way that even nobody else in the history described like how she did. Because during the time of the Prophet, even the companions themselves, they were not there to look at the Prophet face to face. They would not look at his eyes. He would always be humble in front of him. But when this woman described the Prophet, as her husband asked her what she said, she said, رجلا ظاهر الوضاء أبلج الوجه حسن الخلق لم تعبه نحلة ولا تزر به صالة وسيم في عينيه دعج وفي أشفاره وطف وفي صوته صهل وفي عنقه سطع وفي لحيته كثافة أزج أقرا إن صمت فعليه الوقار وإن تكلم سمع وعلاه البهاء أجمل الناس وأبهاه من بعيد أحلاه وأحسنه من قريب حلو المنطق فصل لا هذر ولا نذر كان منطقه خرزات نظر تتحضرن ربع لا بأس من طول لا تقتحم العين من قصر غصن بين غصنين فهو أنظر الثلاثة منظرا وأحسنهم قدرا ولا تبادر إلى أمره محفود محشود لا عابس الوقت. Some of us here speak Arabic. If you ask any of us what this word means, even will not be able to know it unless we go word by word through the dictionary. But in English, I'll just tell you how this woman described the Prophet Muhammad. In just the few times that she was sitting there, what she did, she said that he was the innocently bright and broad countenance. His manner were fine. Neither was his belly blogging out, nor was his head deprived of hair. He had black, attractive eyes, finally arched by countenance eyebrows, his hair glossy and black, inclined to curl, he were long, his voice was extremely commanding, his head was large and well formed and set on a slender neck, his expression was pensive and contemplative, serene and sublime. The stranger was fascinated from the distance, but no sooner he became intimate with him, this fascination was changed into attachment and respect. His expression was very sweet and distinct. His speech was well set and free from the use of superfluous words, as if it were a rosary of beads. His stature was neither too high nor too small, so as to look repulsive. He was a twin amongst the two, singularly bright and fresh. He was always surrounded by his companions. Whenever he uttered something, the listeners would hear him with rapid attention, and whenever he issued a command, they vied with each other in carrying it out. He was a master and a commander. His utterances were marked by truth and sincerity, free from all kinds of falsehood and lies. This is a woman that observed the Prophet for just, you know, how long? Not long, but she described him in the best description ever. And that description in the history of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to consider being number one of how to describe the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to Medina, this woman and her son was moving in the business there. But what happened that the son saw Abu Bakr, and he told his mother, "This is the man that was with the blessed man that came to us." And the Umm Ma'bad went to Abu Bakr and told him, where is your companion, the blessed man that was with you? And so he didn't know who he was. He is the Prophet, he is the Prophet of Allah. And he, Abu Bakr took Umm Ma'bad to the Prophet in the Medina, and she gave him gifts. And also Prophet Muhammad gave her gifts too. And she and her husband and her family became Muslim and even stayed in the Medina. They immigrated from where they were to the Medina. And later even some of her family members were murdered during the Ghazwa. So along the way with other miracles. These miracles was to show that Prophet Muhammad was assured from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the victory. And when he arrived to Medina, he was received in a way that nothing in the history of humankind was receiving a man, people to another man, out of love, not out of fear. Because some people, they may receive somebody because they feared him, but everybody was loving the Prophet Muhammad and they received him, and everybody wanted the Prophet to stay with him. But Prophet Muhammad told him, the camel that he is ordered to go to a specific place. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عز وجل أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة سبليكيت ما الله ستة وسبليكيت ما تسعة. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. To address this event, I will have to go back and forth several times, and it's going to take several khutbah to cover, but we'll do the best to cover most of the events in it. But it was volume been written about this event because it's the changing point from in the history of Islam. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Mecca, and Mecca was dear to him, he stood. When he left with Abu Bakr, secretly, in the back door from Abu Bakr's house, and he stood and looked back to Mecca, and he supplicated a supplication. Say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqani wa lam aku shay'a. Thank God, he created me and I was nothing. Allahumma inni ala hawl al-dunya wa bawaq al-dahr. Oh Allah, support me and help me for the issues that I'm going to face in my life. ومصائب الليالي والأيام, the calamities of the nights and the days. اللهم أصحبني في سفري. Oh Allah, be with me in my travel. وأخلفني في أهلي. And be with my family that I left. وبارك لي فيما رزقتني. And bless my provision. ولك فذللني. وعلى خلقي فقومني. And in my manner, straighten me to the best we can. وإليك ربي فحببني. Oh Allah, will you make me love you to no end. وإلى الناس فلا تكلني. And do not let me depend on the people. أنت رب المستضعفين وأنت ربي. Oh Allah, you are the Lord of the weak and you are my Lord. أعوذ بوجهك الكريم الذي أشرقت له السماوات والأرض. Oh Allah, with your countenance of your light and the heavens and the earth was delighted. أنت رب المستضعفين وأنت ربي وكشفت وأعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وفجأة نقمتك وتحول عافيتك وجميع سخطك لك العتبة عندي خير ما استطعت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. برهد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم had supplication for every thing. كل إسلام is a way of life. For every step you go along the way, there is something that you can supplicate for. And Prophet Muhammad was example of that. And the life of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was an open book. All his life was an open book. No secrets in his life. Everything in his life was recorded through his companion, even through his wife, even through his intimate moments with his wife. Everything was clear and was recorded and was told to the world as an exemplary for all humanity. And Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم also stood and he addressed Mecca. Wallahi innaka la khayru ardillah wa ahabbu ardullah ila Allah wa lawla an ukhrijtu minki makhraj. And he swear that he told that to Mecca that you are the best land of for Allah, the best land on earth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mecca. And this is the best of the land to Allah. And if not, your people ask, push me out or kick me out from you, I will not leave you. So that's how to show that how much he loved Mecca, and he did not like to leave from Mecca at all, unless his people asked him or pushed him out or was about to kill him. So along the way, we talked about Umm Ma'bad. And we talked about also even companions that he met him along the way that were Muslim. Then they gave the Prophet and the companion with him a clothes, and they will receive him, and they were glad to see him. So this trip, it took days, almost about 10 days during this time, which is now, if you took the plane, it would be about half an hour, but of course moving. But when they moved from Mecca to Medina, they did not go straight. Or they did not take the normal route. They have to zigzag. They have to go, instead of going north, they go south, the opposite direction. And they have to go all the way to the sea. And to the guide that we used, even he was not Muslim. But of course, since they believed in that person was not Muslim, and even he was good that he was going to keep the secret, they did not mind to use him because he had experience in the road. To know his way around, and that's how what happened. Even preparing for that trip, the son of Abu Bakr and his children was helping the Prophet along the way. So Ibn Abu Bakr, he was doing like the intelligence. He was during the time of the cave, 3 days. He used to go during the daytime to see what's going on. What are you talking about there? And at the end of the day, he would come back to tell them exactly what was going on. Because for 3 days, they stayed there in the cave. And after the Prophet assured that it's time now to leave. But during this time, even Asma, this Abu Bakr, used to bring the food and the drinks to the Prophet. And behind him, he was one of the servants of Abu Bakr, that he would use his sheep to cover, to erase any indications of who was moving, who was going, and where. But so this was a preparation. And when the 3 days passed, and the Prophet and Abu Bakr moved on to the rest of the trip. Along the way, and the was received in Medina, and the from when they was received in Medina, and they started to establish the masjid in Quba, and after that they moved downtown to Medina, where also the camel stood in a location, and you know this is the location for the new masjid, and that was around the family of the Prophet from his mother's side, where they sit there for time until they established the rest of their, and Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم made the new camels from Mecca and the existing Muslim in Medina, brotherhood moved. He made brothers, from one from Mecca, one from Medina. And one from Mecca, his name was Abdurrahman ibn Auf, his brother from Medina took him home, and he told him, I am wealthy, I have wealth. You can have half of my wealth. You can take half of my dwelling, the house, and even I have two wives. Look whom you want, and I will divorce, and you take her as a wife. But Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he was a merchant business person. He told him, God bless you with your family and your wealth. Just to show me the market. Show me the market. That's all what he asked him to do. And Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was one of the wealthiest Muslims during this time. One of the wealthiest. He has a lot of wealth. He accumulated. He will just do whatever he can do. He will just make money along the way. And that's how the Muslims from Mecca arrived to the Medina, not only just depending on what they're going to have from the Muslim in Medina. No, they start working hard. And also around this time, of course, the women from Mecca came to women in Medina. And in the history of this event, no problem happened between them. And that's something unusual for women to even to share. Can you imagine a woman to come to share the house with another woman from outside? But because of their Islam belief, strong belief, they work together, they live together in harmony during this time. So inshallah, in future khutbah we'll talk about lessons and what we can get out of this event. For several khutbah inshallah will address that. So, but for now, we're going to end the khutbah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. Oh Allah, do not let our heart deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence. For you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer and of my descendants. Our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of Majesty and honor and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and all his companions. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للفلاة كاتب تصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إلا الله إلا الله
الحمد لله الله أكبر
الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
ربنا لك
الحمد الله أكبر
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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا لك الحمد.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.